to aisle 3. Sales associate to aisle 3.
Back to Pleasure and Pizza Podcast. Yo, it's Tommy G. I'm here with Jerry. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, with Evans here, the LeBoon. Say hi, LeBoon.
You're.
And we're here with our special, special guest.
Finally.
The most special of all guests, man. We got.
The unbelievable. The indescribable.
Jesus. It's Jordan, man.
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus, man.
Jesus.
It's Jordan, man. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing all right.
You doing all right, man? That's good to hear, man.
Enjoy my pizza.
We missed you, man.
What? How can he miss me if I was never here? Technically,
he said it.
True, this is true.
He said it.
Yeah, Jordan, you're a pretty cool guy. You want to keep talking about the mask, or you want me to just?
I didn't even know. Honestly, we were recording.
I do want to ask.
We've been recording. All right, go ahead, hit him.
I want to ask Jeff a question.
Oh my God, why?
Why do you want to hide so much from the world?
Well, because. Fuck, like, I don't care. Like, I don't really want, like, I don't know. I don't really care for people to see my face, to be honest with you. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'd rather just be in a mask and then just, you know, not have to fake smile, not have to do anything. You know, it's much easier.
You can do all that without the mask.
Yeah, but then that starts problems. Like, if you make a certain facial gesture towards someone and they don't like approve of it or they don't like it, that's, you know,
yeah, if you make a certain facial gesture, you get called a misogynist for 40 minutes.
That sounds like a personal problem to them.
I don't know where that's coming
from. The last podcast.
Oh, okay.
That's probably getting cut. Wow.
But yeah, I feel like the mass is, I feel like, normal. It's normal now. I don't find it as annoying as other people do, to where, like, you have to go out of your way to make a show that wearing the mask is ineffective against this, you know, pandemic or this virus or whatever. You know, it don't have to be annoying. Just put it on, you know, shop. As soon as you get out of there, the faster you can take off your mask. Just.
I think I'm just going to express a little bit on this topic here. I'm going to start with all these people who don't like wearing masks, but like to go fucking everywhere. If you don't like wearing it, don't go nowhere. Because I hate people working in retail. I hate people who love to talk on the phone and thinking that their voice doesn't travel through the mask, that they have to take it off.
Facts.
And talk. I hate people who don't know how to wear it correctly and wear it all the way under their nose.
You know what gets me the most hot?
No, the one that really pisses me off is those people who take it off to fucking sneeze. That shit
I've
is
never experienced that before.
Oh, I've seen it so many times.
I was gonna say the one that gets me really hot is when they walk up to you, then they pull the mask down. Like, get away from me. Like, the whole point is to keep your mask on around people, dog. And you come up to me, pull your mask, and go, oh, can you help me, man? Can you help me?
No, I can't. I'm sorry, I gotta go. I can't. I hate it so much.
No, wait, there's so many wrong things in your mask.
100%.
Yes, you're supposed to.
This is super tangential. Can I just ask you a question though? That's like me asking you,
Jordan. When, like, before mask, when you sneeze, did you just like in like someone's face or in the air? Just ha!
Did you do that? I would cover it, but
yeah, you would cover.
Imagine sneezing in your mask and all that does in your mask,
dude. Can I ask a question real quick? Super short tangent. Just super short. Do your sneezes smell?
They do.
Do they have a unique smell?
They do.
I think so. Mine do. Whenever I sneeze, I'm like, that's the sneeze smell. And I'm like, do my lungs smell bad or something?
To me, it smells like saline, like salt. Like just,
kind of, a little bit. Just, yeah. Just okay, I just want to make sure it wasn't me.
No, it's just, it's right.
I don't have just making sure. All right, back to the podcast.
It does have a smell, I think.
You know what?
All sneezes.
I think the one that gets me upset the most is by far when they come into my store and they have no mask, and I tell them, hey, excuse me, you know, you need to put on a mask to be in here. and they're like, no, I have a medical exemption. I can't wear a mask because of the pandemic. And, you know, like, yeah, I have trouble breathing, you know, stuff. And it's like, then why are you out?
Out and about.
Why are you on about shopping crazy. If you're so scared of the pandemic?
Facts.
But
not only that.
The way they told you that it could be prevented by you getting it or transmitting it is by a mask. So you're literally going against what you believe in. Like, oh, I don't want to wear a mask because, you know, I have a health defect and stuff like that. If you're more prone to get it health-wise, why are you outside? Why are you not wearing a mask? And then even then, if you want to even boil it down, why are you outside? Stay home.
And they get sassy with it. Like, they have a freaking card from the president that says they don't have to wear a mask.
Exactly. But, like, everything can be delivered. Liquor can be delivered. Food can be delivered. Groceries can be delivered. Clothes can be delivered. Come on. If you're that scared of, you know, get it, just stay home. Order your stuff. And if you want to go out, wear the mask for those 2 minutes you got to be in the store and then get out.
Type B.
That's it. There's no point of being a Karen and then having to be put on Facebook. Mm. No.
Now, here's the question. It was kind of where this stemmed from. Do you think masks are going to be a thing? Because I think masks are going to keep being a thing. I think maybe like 30% of the population is going to continue to wear masks from this point on.
I am.
30%, I'd say. I think it's not going to be outlandish.
I see it.
Because it's like that in Japan.
I think it's a lot of Asian countries, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
They did it before this whole pandemic thing started.
Yeah, and a lot because of the smog or something like that. Yeah.
They have a whole bunch of people in one like area. Because
of the pollution.
More sickness, yeah.
Yeah, and the pollution as well. But they've literally explained it. Like, if you're sick, wear a mask. If you don't feel pretty, you don't want to do makeup, wear a mask. It's like a hat, to be honest.
Like, listen, bro. 90% of you wear a mask anyways. Even if you're not wearing a mask, put on the actual mask. Look at this guy. I'm just saying, it's big facts.
All right, philosophical, sir.
It's just facts, man.
That's just job. Absolutely.
What's my job then?
Getting pizza.
I'm just a rapper to you guys.
You're just a beat machine. But yeah, I do think it's going to be like that for a while. And honestly, we're going to have that huge 50-50 divide. But it doesn't matter.
It's like, I think it's definitely going to be more so pollution. You know what else happening because of pollution? The polar bear penis, man.
Why are we bringing this back up?
Because I want to talk about it, man. The polar bear, man.
We already covered it.
Jordan, you know about a polar bear penis?
You asked him that not too long.
Yeah, but we recorded now. It's different.
We're recording before.
Yeah, man. Polar bears, man. Pollution's a real problem. We gotta stop that. But how do you feel about littering? I ask that because a lot of people, you know who I'm talking about. A lot of people I know don't give a shit. And it pisses me off so much.
I hate it.
They literally just throw stuff
on the ground. So
it is a felony to litter. So if you do it, don't fucking
get caught.
Okay, let's say if I'm in a very crowded city. I don't think you should litter in nature.
Facts.
You should not litter nature. Okay. If you're littering out in a street that gets cleaned by, you know, people, I don't think that's littering.
That's littering.
It's littering, but it's not. Littering. Yeah, it's affecting, but it's not affecting the, like, to me, it's more.
Trash travels. You know, it doesn't stay in one place.
Yeah, exactly.
It does, but I feel like if you're in New York and you just throw a fucking cup on the floor.
It's even worse.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why you throw the pizza box on the floor, eh?
Why you throw the pizza box? Why are you throwing it on the floor? You know, on the floor, which is pavement and shit like that, and people clean it up. But if you drop a whole pizza box, man, I dump my whole garbage in the forest. Why? Why? I'd rather you be like, I dump all my garbage on the side of the street. Oh, you know why? You know why I feel like that's better than in the forest? Because somebody has a job that they clean the street and they will fucking pick it up eventually.
No one has
in the forest.
Eventually.
In the forest, what? You think a fucking Yogi Bear is going to come on? Oh, look, only you can prevent traffic. No, there's no Parks and Rec ranger like, oh, look, I found a whole, you know, garbage can. Let me pick it up. No, like, if you're going out littering in the woods, you're an asshole. But if I throw a cup in the street, in a busy, crowded street, fuck it. I really don't give a shit. If there's a trash can, obviously I'm going to throw it there. I'm not just going to look at the trash can and be like, nah, fuck it, floor.
No, I hold it.
I hold it in my car, whatever, wherever I get to, and then I throw it out.
Yeah, obviously,
I don't throw anything out. I try not to.
Then that leaves me. Do you have anything to say about this, really?
About the litter?
About that. You have anything quick to say about it? Because I have a segue.
Oh, I would throw things on the floor. It just depends on what it is.
What do you mean? Elaborate. Like,
when I go to Pollo Chop, I'm going to have that bun left over. I had a story on
the bird. Okay, but that's food. You know, like, different.
The bird eat that.
I don't throw a toothpick on the floor. It's just wood. Whatever. But I'm not throwing like plastic.
You're driving. You sneeze. Oh, I don't want this napkin. You throw it out, right? You throw it out the window. Nah, I throw it out the window.
I wouldn't throw the napkin out the window.
I throw the napkin out the window. Why? Because I'm not throwing it and then it's going into like a fucking bird's mouth. All right?
You don't know where it goes.
Pick this shit up.
If a bird's eating a snotty fucking napkin, fuck that bird. It can die.
True. I agree with that. That needs survival defense.
Come on. But I'm throwing it on the street. It gets cleaned up by people who actually have a job, and that's their job to clean the street. I'm not trying to make my job worse for them, but I'm just saying, in the terms of littering, would you rather have me litter in a busy street where people can actually clean it up or where there's trash cans?
Okay. No one
like in the forest.
No one cleans it up.
Yes, they do. They are sanitation people that clean streets. There's even inmates on the side of the
as a punishment. Yes.
Okay, it's fine. There's still people that clean the streets. There's still maintenance people.
When's the last time you seen them cleaning the streets?
When's the last time you seen that?
Literally a couple days ago. I was going to the gym and I saw them.
Okay, but in this one area.
But you think it only happens in one area?
But then that's the thing. What I'm saying is,
if you're on a busy street, there has to be a garbage can line right there.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to do your due diligence. But like there's certain instances where it's not like periodical. In certain situations, yeah, you're a piece of shit.
And then another thing is
like if you're
when you sneeze into this napkin, right?
Why
couldn't wait till you like reach home to throw it away? Why throw it out the window?
Oh, where you ever
is it
you were
that, where you were, it's not that I'm just like thinking, oh, I'm gonna sneeze and then I'm gonna throw it out in the street. No, I'm sneezing. Oh man, shit, fuck. And then I just throw it out the window. It's not like I'm, yes, this is fucking.
This is the bird killer.
The one bird that shit on my car. Throw it up there. No. And then it's not like, it's not ammunition for the fucking car behind me either. So I'm like, huh. You know?
That's pretty good though, bro. Some little asshole, bro. Damn, I'm going to keep snot napkins in the passenger seat, bro. Ammunition.
Mm-mm. I
used to throw pennies.
That's horrible.
I used to throw pennies.
Hell yeah.
When I rode the public bus the school bus. I'm sorry. I don't know. I keep saying public. Oh, public school bus.
The school bus is technically public, but
let's go back to the school.
Old man can ride a school bus? Like a really old man can ride a school bus with a bunch of kids? And he's not the driver?
Pedophile.
That is not a public bus. It's a school bus. But from there, I would just.
Well, in Jamaica, we don't have school buses.
You throw it out the window at other cars? Is that what you're about to say?
You threw pennies. So you just do that shit for fun.
Yeah.
No, I keep it in my car while I'm driving.
We used to throw whatever the fuck. Like, oh, man, my headphones broke. Gimme. Chuck it out the window.
What?
You're horrible.
You've actually thrown pennies at people?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the consequences of those pennies?
My bus.
The consequences of the pennies?
Yeah, they did nothing. They threw it at their car.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
My bus got stopped by the cops.
Damn. That was me. It'll be over, bro.
See, if it's going to be you if you decide to act foolish on the road and do some dumb shit. Like,
but you see, people don't do dumb shit on purpose. It's all like an accident. I'm not saying road rage isn't a thing, but to throw pennies and there was like, if someone hit you or like scratch you or some shit like that, but you know, if you avoided it, why bother with the headache of throwing pennies at them?
If you
and escalating the situation,
if you maliciously try to cut me off just because I'm going too slow for your fucking standard, and then I have to press my brakes really hard and you try to brake check me, something like that.
You're getting a handful of fucking pennies. And the motherfuckers who like
honestly, I think that's a more civil solution. Like, I'm the person who like gets out of a car and I'm like, fuck, bro.
If someone threw pennies at your car while you're driving, what would you have done?
Get out the car and go, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be a fight.
But I don't do dumb shit like cut people off on purpose.
I don't think people cut people off on purpose.
No, yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
There's Evans when the car shit off.
No, no, no. Yes, they do. Oh, look. He's going too fucking slow. And cut you off.
You've never had pity outrage. I've seen that,
You've never been behind someone and then go to the the lane that. Next to them, go faster and then go right in front of the person that was going slow. Come on, man. No,
I don't have time for that.
You really don't have time for that?
I just drive off.
He's
old.
No,
really fast.
I don't brake check because that's super serious. Like, if you don't know how to brake, fuck that shit. No, I don't fuck with brake checks. But I would drive next to you, look at you like you're fucking stupid,
yes,
and then cut in front of you and keep driving faster. Mm-hmm. And then,
but in a situation where. Are they driving slow and then you end up behind them and they're like, oh my God, can you please go faster? And you go around them?
Yes.
Or it's like,
that's
they're coming
never that for me.
Like they turn out on you. Like you're coming down the street, they come out on you and they're going really slow. I would understand that. But they're driving slow and then you come up to them and then they're still going slow.
Just go around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't, like, if I knew you were going slow and shit, and I see that from like if I can see that from like feet away, I'm just like, oh no, this guy's just a slow driver. I'm going to move out the way.
But here's the thing. If you're going slow, and I can see you from my car behind you doing some shit you're not supposed to do, like your makeup or some shit, then we're having a problem.
Then it's a punishment.
Problem. All right. I have a question. What is the worst road rage situation you've ever been in?
Oh, man.
Like, what have you done where it's like, oh my God, I would have fucked that shit up?
I've hit someone's car before, like with my fist, I got out of the car, walked up.
No, like, what was the whole situation? What led to that point?
It was in a parking lot. This guy fucking cut me off like a piece of shit. We're going to watch. Oh, man, what movie was it, man? It doesn't matter. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We were going to watch a movie, bro, and this guy fucking cut me off almost in my car. When I parked, I walked into the car, went bah, bah, bah.
And he wasn't
there. He just looked at me like this. For the viewers, I made a really scared face. And yeah, that was
that's
it.
That was.
And that was it?
No, he didn't do shit.
All right, what about you, Evans?
I've never done anything to someone, but I kind of fucked up one time. I was kind of like falling asleep, and I made a left turn, but the car was coming, and I kind of like cut it off. But the guy didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
So much that he followed me for like
more than
five blocks.
That's no.
I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. He's like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? Yelling and everything. I'm like, dude, and he kept following me and stayed next to me the whole time. I tried losing him. We ended up having a race.
What about you?
I killed someone. and then I threw him in the road because they're going to clean him up anyway.
I took him out the car, took their car, threw it off the bridge.
So back to littering. I think the worst, road rage story I ever had was just this guy was this huge cement truck was behind me, and this was in an intersection before there was a light put there. You know, it's two-way, so there's cars coming in from my left, cars coming in from my right, and you know, making a left, jumping over, you know, a lane that's coming in from the left. So I'm just like, damn, come on. So he honks at me when there's no one coming in from the left, but there are people coming in from the right. So if I still go and try to make that left and jump over the lane, I'm still gonna get hit. So he's there, there's no one coming from the left, but there are people coming from the right, and he just starts honking. This huge gigantic cement truck, he just starts honking, go, what the fuck, go, pussy, burn, burn, burn. I'm just like, dude,
you heard him say pussy?
Yeah. Because my windows were open, his windows were open.
Oh, okay.
So I literally start, I slow down, I petty, I let cars go by. Petty, I keep letting cars go by, and then I make the left. He makes the left, goes behind me, and then he's just like, bro, what the fuck? You drive like ass. And I literally look at him and I go, for the viewers, I'm literally just making a talking motion.
We should have the video for this one.
Yeah, this is a really interactive one, I guess.
So, wait, you're here to bring the camera.
To be fair, he asked us.
Oh. It's in my car, but you guys said we weren't going to use it, so I left it in the car.
Who the fuck? Did Javier say it? Javier said it, didn't he?
It's too late now. Anyway.
Should we, for the viewers, take a little break and set up the camera?
No.
It's too fucking late,
bro. I was just asking. We have you fucked for it the up. Second, third
segment. Put it this way. If we start video now, we have to continue the video forever. We can't have video this weekend, no video next week.
That's so true.
Exactly.
That means you have to be more present.
You guys got to work with my skin.
This is why he's a guest now. This is why he's a guest now.
Get shortened. Best.
Well, end of the story. Make the story short.
I shot him.
So that's why there was that big cement truck turnover.
It was Jeff.
So I look at him while he's screaming, and I'm just there saying, just keep talking, keep talking. He gets out of his cement truck.
So you guys stopped.
Yeah.
He got out.
Yeah, he got out. It was a light. He comes out. He jumps out, obviously, because of a big cement truck. And he comes to my passenger window. And my windows are open. Passenger window. Comes to my passenger window. He goes, "Yo, say that to my face." Next thing I do, put the car in park. The light turns green. I get out of the car. He sees what I look like. And he goes, "Man, you drive like a pussy." And I go, "Do something." And I go,
"Was this buff, Jeff? Or like..."
This is like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, damn.
Yes. So you saw the yeah. swole. I was literally coming. What's funny is that I was like...
Come from the gym?
Coming from LA Fitness. I'm like, this guy, I'm literally like pumped up. I got a fresh pump. I'm so ready to beat the shit out of you. I have a new cement truck. I have two cars. I got my little toaster and I got a cement truck. Let's go. So he goes and then
you should have gotten his car and just started
I worked for cement today.
Yes, I poured cement on the middle of the road. Hey.
So there, I get out and then he's older, obviously. He's like in his 30s. Yeah. And then I get out. I'm just like,
what do you mean? I'm in my 30s. Well, not yet, but.
So you picking fights with little kids?
You're not a little kid.
Compared to that old ass man, probably.
He's 30 and what, you're 25?
Nah, he's probably not like 30, probably like 30, late 30s, almost 40s. Because he look not like you. You look young.
Yeah, you
look
cute, man. You look cute.
I kiss you, brother.
All right, back to the story. You jumped out of the car.
Got out of the car, and as soon as I literally saw him go, man.
he was short.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
So you went right up in his face. You went right up in his face.
So I literally, no, he came right up to me. He came right up to me. I get out of the car. He comes right up to me. He goes, look, start. Looking up, and I'm just like, do something. And he goes, man, you're driving like a pussy. I don't say anything. I'm just like, do something. I'm still here. And then all you hear is cars in the back. Burr, 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 burr. Move, move. And then he gets back in his car, and I get back in mine.
And that's when he shot him.
He didn't know I put C4 in his car and
boom,
boom, boom. But no, that's mostly it. He tried to be big and bad, and I got out of the car and he just changed reactions. I didn't say anything. I was just like, do something. I'm just literally right here. It's going to be a 30 plus year old man fighting a 23 year old. Let's go. I want to see this on Instagram.
But did World you think star. You would win though? Would you have won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is that I feel like I would have won. And then I would have stole something. I would have beat his ass. And then I would have like, that's right.
That's right, bitch.
Damn. What about you?
Where's the wallet?
What's your worst road rage?
My worst.
Did you have to pull out the glizzy?
Yeah, I pulled the glizzy a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
No cap.
You did? Wow.
Like, okay. The stupidest one was like, I'm going to tell you a couple of them, right? The most stupidest one. Like, hear this story, right?
A bunch of time.
I'm in Jamaica, right? It's like 12 o'clock at night.
Stop. That's it. That's all you had to say. You were in Jamaica.
Yes, so we pulled out.
Man. So I'm fucking
AK-47.
I'm going home. Shit. And so the kid is like begging on the street, right?
Yep.
So I give this guy like, I think it was like $500 Jamaican, which is like probably like at a time. Right? It's like $5. Right? Like $5. And this kid looks at me. He's on my passenger side. And he looks at me and says, what the fuck is this, bro? Can't you give me more? I'm like, granted, $500 in Jamaican is quite a lot of money for this little kid, right? Mm. So I'm like, what the fuck? Well, why not my window? This guy comes around, starts walking to my driver's side. I just pull out my gun and say, yo, do something. And the guy just ran. Little kid, like, probably like 15. Oh
my God. Jordan? Hold on, wait, I think he just indicted himself. Wait.
Before you, it's just self-incrimination.
Yeah.
No, it's a difficult case. Okay.
Some kid comes up to you?
No, you see kids in Jamaica, you know. You think kids in Jamaica are some of the kids. Kids in Jamaica do shit. Kids in Jamaica kill people.
That might be the name of the episode. Kids in Jamaica do shit.
Okay, Jordan, next time.
Like, this guy's coming to my draft. You don't know what these kids be doing. They could probably try to stab me something. Okay. I don't know. I just pull it out and say, do something.
There's another joke.
And then he backs up and says, oh, man.
My perspective. Sir, can I have one? $5. I'm hungry. Get the fuck back.
Bro, I gave him the money. He took it and was like, yo, what is this? Like, I should have given him more.
Greedy. Here's my question.
You being greedy right now?
I got one question, dude. Did you steal a cement truck?
Anyways. All right, but all right. My most recent one, though, right? I dropped my wife to work one morning, right? At 4 a.m. I'm coming back home. I'm driving my dad's car at the time. He has like these really bright LED lights, right? So this car is in front of me, and I'm driving behind him. And I guess my lights are too bright.
I fucking hate that.
Right?
I can already see.
And it's like on a 2-lane street. So there's like I can't go around. He can't go around me. Whatever. So this guy pulls off to the side, and I go around him. Right. This is like on 104 Killian Parkway, like where the golf course is. He pulls off. I go in front of him. All right, cool. He comes right behind me with his bright lights on. I'm like, oh, what a shit.
Oh, pity.
And I'm like driving. So I pull off on the main road, which is like 4 lanes. He's behind me. I'm like, all right. I switch lanes. He switched lanes behind me. I'm like, okay. Switch lanes again. He follows me. I'm like, all right, okay. So I go over over the thing.
For those listening.
Before I reach my midday, right?
Yeah.
So what I did was like, all right. So I pulled my gun ready. So I go into the filter lane that I'm going to turn into the gas station, and he drives past me. So I'm like, okay, swerve up behind him with my bright lights on, though. This guy slams his brake in front of me. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Right? And he just slammed his brake. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. But this guy does nothing. He stays in his car for 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, what a bitch. I just drive off. Pull up beside him and say, yo, don't even try. I just drive off.
No!
Right? Dude, and I'm like driving down the street. Pat, like a good
I'm like kind of
2 miles, right? This guy comes back behind me again with the bright lights on.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, okay. So coincidentally, I'm going to make a left now. I'm actually turning left. So I go in the filter and turn left. He comes in the filter lane this time to make sure I don't come back out behind him. And I turn left and he's like, oh, and then he continues going straight.
Yo. And then you shot him.
I shot at him, but not shot. Never shot him.
Jordan.
Oh my God. Who do we have on the podcast right now?
Yeah.
Who is this? Who is bro, this guy?
I've had to pull my gun so much times on road rage, it's crazy.
You know what's funny is that I think Jordan, when that shit happens, like someone's following me, as soon as he sees that, it's just like, I gotta take it out. I gotta take it out, man.
I feel like when I get my carrying permit, I do the same shit. I'm way too
paranoid. But when you get it, you feel so much power. It's crazy, though. When I had it for the first year in Jamaica, I was like, that shit was, I would drive around with it on my lap.
Of course you would. I can tell you do that.
He would just pull out to random people in traffic and just point the gun and they're like,
You know where,
hey, come here.
You
come
tell me where the,
you know,
come
here. No where's video. The beach? Nobody can see what you're doing.
You tell me where the pizza hut is.
It's crazy.
And like, you see how people cut you off up here and stuff like shit like that? Mm. In Jamaica, the worst drivers are taxi drivers and bus drivers.
Yeah. So the ones that are paid to drive are the worst drivers. Yeah,
I would even say get paid. Well, everybody like does taxi, owns their own taxi, or owns their own bus. Mm. Right? And there's always traffic. And there's just bus people that just literally go out in the opposite traffic and they do just try and beat everybody. And they would always try and cut in on me. But I don't let that shit happen. They get so mad.
Pull out a scrim.
Well, now we know that Jordan is a bona fide assassin.
Yeah, so if we ever drive with Jordan, he has to be in the backseat. Yeah.
All right, but let's cut out all that gun stuff.
You don't want to.
You know what? Bleep everything. We'll replace gun with polar bear or something.
Bullshit, Jordan.
Just cut out the part where I dry it.
He wanted to flex on everything.
You're like, what's out?
And I just pull up and say, yo, do something. Without pulling, just take out that part.
Bullshit. You wanted everyone's story just to be like, I almost shot someone in the face. Mm-hmm. Come on.
He thought we all were strapped in.
I thought you guys were, though.
Jordan, do you think that police officers in the United States should be trained better?
Of course.
A lot more time. Because if you really look it up,
civilians, I think, should be trained more with guns.
Should they carry the pistol on their lap?
True.
Because, like, I got my carry license up here. The test was so mediocre, it's crazy. Hmm. It's like, You sit down for a 2-hour class. Mm. They say, okay, let's go to the range. You literally just shoot 5 rounds downrange. Okay, sir. You can carry a gun.
I was going to say, that's the thing. You literally just have to shoot 5 rounds. You don't have to hit any.
Certain places you do their test, they don't even have a range. They put a gun in there. It's like a steel barrel thing. And you just hold it and shoot 5 rounds in a barrel, basically.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You literally don't have to hit shit. You just have to shoot a gun 5 times.
Then, in Jamaica, it's completely different.
Well, it's...
I think your baby's calling you, Javi.
That's not my baby. That's Carmine.
Like, in Jamaica, to get your carry license is the most difficult thing. It took me over a year just to get my license to buy a gun. Because first, you have to get, like, recommendations from, like a superintendent, police officer, or, like, a doctor, someone that's
high rank.
Right? You got to get 2 of those. Put in your application. They want to see your bank statement. They want to know how much money you're making. Then they come to your house and inspect your house if you have a safe. Mm-hmm. All this shit. If your property has a fence that goes around it, all this shit. And then when you finally get the go-ahead to get the permit, you have to do a test where you have 3 targets, A, B, and C, all at different
ranges,
distances, right? You have to have the gun on you. You have to draw and shoot in set target A twice and B twice in under 10 seconds. Then you have to shoot, like, do the same thing, draw and shoot B and C in, like, under, like, 5 seconds. And then you have to do another way to shoot A and then C in under, like, say, 3 seconds. You have to draw and shoot everything. And that's how you pass.
Okay, well,
I like that.
That kind of sounds like they're training everybody in Jamaica to be, like, Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they just want to make sure you can handle it,
which is really, and then in Jamaica
too, every 5 years you have to do a retest. You have to do that same test every 5 years to make sure you're still capable.
That's beautiful.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Right, but then it gets so expensive because up here you can have 1 license to carry and you can have like 1,000 guns. In Jamaica, each gun has its own license, so you have to pay that fee every year for that 1 gun. So if you have 5 guns, you have 5 licenses. Hmm. You have to do 5 tests for each one to get each permit. And each kind of gun is a different test. If you do a shotgun, it's a different test. They don't even allow to buy AR rifles in Jamaica. If you buy an AR rifle, it's like those like a small 22.
Right, I know what you're talking about.
You know, they only allow people that own the gun stores to get ARs in 223 so they can protect their store. And it's only like, there's only like 3 dealers in Jamaica that are allowed to sell guns.
Wow.
Why is America backwards?
And you know, Jamaica's a smaller country and they're more regulated in that sense, which is insane to me. Like, is there a type of psych evaluation that has to go?
I don't think there's any psych evaluation, but I get maybe. I didn't go through it with the way it sounds like. A doctor recommends someone recommends you, they're not recommending some psycho.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like,
hopefully,
the gun laws here are. I feel like they should be more strict. I feel like we're not trying to get. If your argument is they're trying to steal our guns, you're stupid. No one is trying to steal your guns. We just want you to register them.
Yeah,
we want you to know how to use them. We want you to be sane enough to where an altercation doesn't mean I'm gonna go get my gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, be responsible for it.
I agree, be responsible. Like, coming from a place where, I'm sure it's like this here too, but a lot of people I know had illegal weaponry, like illegal guns. No,
many people do.
But I'm saying where I'm from, like, I know a lot of people specifically like that. That's just stupid. Go get like a license. Go get it done properly. But yeah, I don't want to stray like too far. I just want to like cement the point that like, gun control is nice and stuff, but like the policing in America, like it's a big problem. And go, Jeff. You got something?
I was talking to Lucha, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me continue. I feel like with what's been happening recently, it's just something that needs to be addressed. And whether this podcast becomes the number one podcast in the world or whether we remain shit stains, I just feel like we need to say something, and that is we don't stand by that. Well, maybe Jordan does. I don't know about your opinion on that.
Hold on, wait a minute. Did you just call me shit?
He called you a shit stain.
He called me a shit stain. We're gonna talk about that later.
But and then even in America, when police stop you, do you feel scared to tell them, terrified, hey, I have a firearm?
Well, I don't drive around
with okay, even with that,
but one, even I feel if you had worse. One.
Yeah, I would feel Listen, definitely worse.
When I got pulled over recently, they gave me two tickets. One was because I was speeding or whatever, the other one was because my license had the wrong address. You know why I told them my license had the wrong address? Because I was so terrified that this fucking white guy comes up to me with his hand, literally his hand on his holster, like intimidating me. I guess because I'm a big dude and I'm bald and it looks scary or whatever. Maybe he felt the need to, but I was terrified. I was fucking shocked. So I just immediately, I go, oh, I'm the license is wrong. The address is wrong. I got shook. I don't usually get shook. I'm not going to say I never get shook. I'm not going to say I'm never not a bitch, but sometimes I'm a bitch. But that fucking shook me to the core. Man, Evans, you built weird. but yeah, bro, and that's just for me, where I was from, it's a different story. But here, I'm a majority of the demographic. I'm Hispanic, and I have white skin.
Real quick, when you say where you're from, where is that?
Where I'm from, I guess it doesn't matter. I'm from Central Florida. I'm a little shantytown called Port St. John. That's where I'm from. Look it up on Urban Dictionary. It says all you need to know. The only things to do there are drugs and fight and shit. It was pretty shitty, pretty backwater. But yeah, there it's different. I was a minority. Here I'm a majority, and it's, what's Lucha doing?
Like, well, he's trying for that pizza.
I agree with you, Javier. Better police training.
Yes.
I can't fathom that it takes 770 hours to become a police officer. Mm-hmm. That's 9 months.
That's it.
9 months to a year. If you're fast, you can do it in less than 9 months.
And I'm pretty sure, we didn't look this up, I'm not sure on this, but I'm pretty sure there's no like serious psych evaluations or anything. Mm-mm. We didn't look this up. That might not be true, but yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Like you can't learn how to defuse a situation, learn how to use a gun properly, know the laws like the back of your hand, no traffic laws, no constitutional laws, no, you know, whatever, in 9 months and be perfectly.
How can you walk up to somebody and think your taser is a gun? How? In proper training. That's it. Not enough repetition.
No.
That's essentially it.
No. That's not it. Because she was, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, 35 years, I believe, or something like that.
She had on the force.
Yeah, on the force.
I saw a thing where it's like 20 years experience in the force, and they had a meme where they would show you like a brush. Oh, it's a gun. Then you like, they show a gun. Oh, it's a taser, like that kind of shit.
It's a very touchy subject, but if you put money into better policing, none of these atrocities that we've seen on the news would happen.
This is very true,
honestly.
And then you guys can some people can give the argument, well, when civilians stop shooting each other, you know, on the street, well then, you know,
that's a different story.
You know, I don't trust a civilian. I in no way do I look at a civilian and be like, wow, that is a person that upholds the law and that is their job. No, you're just a regular civilian. If I see a cop not literally upholding the law, not being unbiased officer of, you know, justice, and that is your job, I'm gonna feel some type of way. Like, these are civilians. They don't know the laws like police officers should. I understand, killing someone or fighting someone with guns is immoral, but you're more upheld to those standards because that is what your job is. And also, don't be like, I'm going to get shit for this. These blue lives matter. Nah, that shit don't fly. No. When you guys work at such and such place, do you guys say red lives matter? Nah.
No, listen, I think you're somewhere.
It's your job. Like, you know, it's not your life.
Yeah, I think somewhere along the way, police officers forgot that You're supposed to serve and protect, not hunt.
You're supposed to protect the peace.
Yeah, you're supposed to protect and keep the peace. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to manifest it into something different and start killing the beast.
You're not there to disrupt the peace.
You're not judge, jury, and executioner. You're just a mediator, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to touch on it too long. We want to bring down the whole podcast, but it's just something that needs to be said, especially
you should hear about the police in Jamaica,
especially with the actual trial for the George Floyd case and everything. We just thought it was necessary to just talk about it,
I'm very happy that George Floyd's family got the justice that they so deserve.
I'm not going to say that I'm happy quite yet. Once I find out his actual sentencing and how long he goes to jail for, then I'll see how I feel about it. I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that he was convicted, guilty.
The fact that there's an officer in court and they already say he's guilty for that.
It's a step.
100%. It's too late. It's way too late. Because this has happened literally time and time again. But this is one of the first times an actual police officer is in court and got convicted. Mm-hmm. They said guilty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They said guilty.
Facts.
This is a step up. It may be too late because this has happened
time and time again. Never.
But this is something. Now, we got to go back. And every person this has happened to, unfortunately, we need to start having those officers responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some way, somehow.
Like, it doesn't matter. Justice is not going to end with George Floyd.
Yeah, you can't just...
Justice will not end with George Floyd. It will keep going. We will hunt all those officers down and make them accountable. Mm. Accountability is
everything.
That's a new thing. You will be accountable for the shit you do. I don't give a fuck.
I agree. But yeah, we stand with everybody who's gone through that loss. And yeah, I don't know how we're going to bring it back to something funny after this, if we do, or if we're just going to end it here. But regardless, I'm going to drink some water and we'll be back or something.
I have something to say before we go.
Go ahead. All you, baby.
If we want to bring it back to something funny, let's just all remember Jordan strapped 24/7. Just saying. So don't fuck with Jordan. Doesn't want to throw that out there.
How is Jordan more equipped to handle a weapon than most police officers I know? Or most police officers you see on it.
I can't agree with that. Him just driving around with his on his lap, ready to fire, is not good. It's not.
That was in Jamaica, bro. You got to be ready at all times.
See,
also a different country. But I'm pretty sure that Jordan can fire a firearm better than a police officer can, especially here.
No, because some officers are actually military trained. And they've become police officers after being discharged from here, from the army or whatever. So they actually shoot better.
Do you think...
But he's never seen me shoot, so how can you even say that?
Do you think military, because of the... Because you told me you got your license in Jamaica and you told me the test.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure those marksman tests that you guys take in Jamaica, I'm pretty sure you're a good shot.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I base my opinion.
I'm pretty good.
But like I'm saying, do you guys believe military personnel... You think they should have a more extensive mental screening test because of what they've gone through?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Because of PTSD.
More extensive.
It's not, I'm saying like you're more of a potential risk.
No, it's not target anybody in general.
But I think it's because of your experience.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot more, I don't know, maybe bloodshed, atrocities, war, whatever. We need to know that, you're okay doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you just got out of it and you went to the police officer, you're joining a police officer to do it again, but we just got to make sure that you can handle, doing it again, because you're fighting for your country. You're already doing a lot.
Yeah.
So are you I know you're choosing this, but are you really ready? So that's what I'm saying. I feel like they should have a little bit more. Do you want to do it again? You've gone through it and you guys gone through worse. Like, do you want to do it again?
Yeah. I think things, even when you're at war, things you see and things you would pick up on are different than what you would see day to day.
Before we get into this, I want to say none of us have experienced war. We don't know that struggle.
We don't.
None of us.
No, we're just. I have family members in my instance.
So I have family members who are in the army. Yeah, that's it.
My stories all the time. In Nam, I want to say.
Two of my cousins right now are, one's in Germany stationed and one is in North Carolina stationed.
Mm. But yeah, we personally do not have experience. But go ahead, Jordan.
I would just say, like, things you would like look at and pick up on, and like, out there will be completely different than what you would see here.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Like certain gestures, like people would do, like, we'd think you more take things when you're at war, like little things would like trigger you more than they would hear.
Yeah. I think it can go both ways. You can have someone who's come back and is very alert with their surroundings and it triggers them in a negative way, or you have someone who's very aware of their surroundings and triggers them in a positive way, where they know how to handle a situation without resulting into actually killing somebody or shooting at somebody.
Yeah, but I was saying, like, along the lines where, let's say you're in the military and you're like, say, wherever, and you pull over someone and you see them like in their car moving around doing like some weird shit. You'll be more alert than if you were here. Did they
have a gun on their lap?
More alert. You'll be more alert there than you hear if you see somebody like moving around in their car, whatever. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, certain things will more trigger you there than here.
Do you think someone with a military background has more of an experience diffusing a situation than a regular cop who just did those 9 months of training?
Depends.
How much training do military people get to? Like, how much? Like
they train every day.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, that's true. But like, you're enlisted for, oh my god, what is it? What is the enlistment thing?
Like
5 years?
3-5 years?
It depends on what you sign up for.
Oh, they usually get you.
But like, when you sign up though, like, you have to pass a test before you actually get into the army.
Yeah, you do a physical test.
Mm, okay.
And you also do an actual like written test to see the placement that you're in.
Okay. But again, they place you. Something though that we need to touch on again, I don't think they do like a big psych eval with the army. I could be wrong about
that.
But I don't think it's anything like substantial though.
Okay.
Probably do more than the police.
Exactly, for sure. Again, this is not from experience. It's just
correct me if I'm wrong, but police officers do get psych evals once the shooting happens.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Like if you go through a shooting. Yeah, they're involved in a shooting, they go through a psych eval and then their gun is detained or whatever, because it's evidence, whatever.
Yeah.
That for military, I don't think they get a psych eval, depending on what they do.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, I don't think they just sit them down in the desert or wherever they are and be like, yo, we need a psych eval real quick.
Yeah.
I don't think that, like, I don't think the 18-year-olds that are going into enlisting the army right now, I don't think like the first couple of weeks are like, all right, psych eval. We could be wrong.
We could be wrong. Yeah, we're talking about what we know. We're talking out of our ass.
Major. Hey, this is Plus Jordan, baby.
But you know, we could be wrong.
Our opinion, I guess the consensus is better training. And
yes, 100%. Because these are people that are supposed to protect us.
You know, protect.
And again, I just want to say specifically too that we're talking about policing for the most part. Again, we don't know much about the army, so it's just based on what we've seen the past few months.
Just question is, would you guys ever be a police officer?
No.
I wanted to. I was going to school to become a police officer. Yeah. I took criminal justice classes and everything. But
once
then
upon a time,
I saw how little it took to be a police officer, and I just completely gave up on it. Mm. Because I literally saw homeboys in high school that I knew how they were in high school. Idiots, drinking, trying to fuck all the girls, like bad grades, everything. Now they're a police officer and I have so much bias. It's like, man, I knew you in high school and you literally, I wouldn't want someone like you protecting me.
I think everybody's the same way. Back in when you're in high school, you do the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
Eventually you grow up, you know what I'm saying?
It's true. So I do have some I guess opinions or bias and some of these shits, but you know, you need to train for longer.
Yeah.
Someone needs, like, you guys need to, police officers, you're protecting people, man. You just like military people.
Yeah.
Train just like them. The military is protecting us from people over there. How about us? Like, who's protecting us? It's the police officers. They should get the exact same. They're doing the same job. They're protecting the people of the United States. Mm-hmm. So, come on. Get the same training.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to be one once. But then I was like, I looked at myself personally. I can't protect nobody.
Why?
I can't do it.
I feel like you also need to be like,
It's a mental state that you need to have in order to be a police officer, because you're going to deal with people. Like, I can barely deal with people at customer service. I can't stand those fucking people.
I can't defuse a situation between a cashier and a customer, which makes you think I'm going to defuse a situation with a little girl and a knife and a
grown-ass woman.
A grown-ass woman.
Yeah, come on.
I can't do it. It's not me personally. I can't do it.
So I'm saying
you get trained for that shit though.
9 months.
Do you?
9 months.
Do you?
You get 9 months.
And I believe there's no like touch ups or anything. It's just 9 months. Boom. That's it.
It's not like, you know, like other professions like nurses and doctors. They're still continued education. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You literally still have to go to school.
How long it takes to become a doctor?
And they also serve. But I'm saying, dude.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Before we lose half our audience, by the way, speaking of doctors, man, I'm sorry to cut it off, but doctors, hemorrhoids, Jeffrey.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I just don't want to.
Yeah, I got the old finger up the butt today.
He liked it.
By the way, I have more trust in female doctors. 100%. Don't know why, but yeah.
Same.
So it was a female doctor that put her finger on the butt?
Yes.
Yeah. So I had, you know, a little uncomfortable, felt like a little inflammation, you know, down there in the old
little caboose.
The old caboose. So I'm just there. I'm just like, hey, you know, I'm feeling some type of pressure, some type of inflammation. I don't know if it's a hernia. I don't know if it's a hemorrhoid, you know. I went on Google and I almost thought I had prostate cancer.
That's
so
the
please.
That's the worst thing to do, and he had bro. 3 minutes left to live.
That's the worst.
I went on Google. I was like, I got prostate cancer or some shit. Yeah. So
we've all been there, done that.
Exactly. So I'm there. She goes and she tells me like it's perfectly fine if you have a hemorrhoid, even if it's small and stuff like that, because it's just an accumulation of blood and eventually just gets sucked right up by your body. So basically, she was just like, all right, I'm just going to need you to drop your pants and bend over right here. And as soon as she bent over, she goes,
nice booty.
Hey, Abby.
And just invites another girl in.
Nah.
They ran a train on his.
Can you stick your finger in here, too, just to make sure?
Next thing you know, three
he
fingers
got,
up the butt.
Got,
wow.
No, I'm kidding.
The whole train. Office had a finger in.
So listen, I'm just like, I'm like there and
oh God, you know nobody can us. See you right.
Can you not
no, he's showing up.
I will
so three people can see him right
now. I will show you guys. Do I not. Fuck. I no. will show you my butthole. No, I'm kidding. Oh my
God. Jeff is taking off his pants.
So I'm there and then I'm like this, and then you know, I looking at the girl that was invited, I was just like
give it to me.
Feeling embarrassed.
Wait, she looked at you straight?
Yeah, and you know what's worse is that the doctor was like, where's the lube? So she gets this little, she pulls out this little mayo packet of lube, wow. Puts it on her finger, and then she goes,
did she put gloves on?
Of course.
No, you didn't say that part. You just said, get the lube, put it on her finger.
That goes without saying. Come on, that goes without saying, bro.
She doesn't want no doo-doo in her fingernails. Come on.
Maybe. You know, the first thing she asked was, did you just use the bathroom? So
I know you did.
So
too.
I'm there, and then she's like, "It's like, what? How does that feel?" I'm just like, "Oh, okay, no, no I don't feel anything."
Deeper,
and then she goes, "All right, I'm gonna stick it in now." I'm just like,
"What? It wasn't in?
It wasn't in?" So she goes in, and she goes, "Yeah, there's a small little hemorrhoid," and I'm just like, "Fuck, all right, I guess."
Cough for babies.
and then she goes, "All right, we're doing the hernia. Let me see your testicles." I was like, all right, lady, you don't have to be so fucking raw about it. Jeez. So I'm there. Pants are nowhere near like my knees. They're like right here. I'm just like all nervous and coy. And
with
then
two females.
She grabs.
Was it cold?
Literally, she stuck her finger.
Was it cold? Was it cold?
The doctor's office.
I had a vagina with balls. What the fuck? I had a vagina with testicles at the moment. So she goes and she goes, I honestly thought a hernia test was just, I'm going to cup your balls and then you're going to turn. And no, she has to feel an actual vein in each testicle.
So she was filling up all
of them. So she feels your testicle, you turn and you cough. That's the right one. And she goes, now I'm going to do the left. And she does the left and I cough. And then all this while, this other girl, I turn her around and then she's just trying to sneak a peek. She's like, and I'm just like,
I wish you had video.
Hi, Abby. Hi. Thanks. And then the doctor's like, okay, thanks, Abby. I'm just like,
no, you really did that.
Get Abby out of here.
And then basically she just, I start asking her, you know, what do I need to do? And she goes, do you sit on the toilet for really long? And I'm just like, yeah. You take your phone? And I'm just like, yeah.
Watching One Piece?
Yeah. And she goes, stop doing that. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. And she goes, yeah, you got to stop doing that.
It's my happy place.
It's my happy place. What you going to say? But she says, if you don't want an accumulation of blood in your butthole, you're going to have to stop sitting on the toilet for so long.
Stop
sitting on the toilet.
Stop sitting on the toilet for too long.
Jordan, what's the most embarrassing story you've ever had in the doctor's?
I don't really go to the doctor that often.
Oh, my God. You know, didn't talk about this earlier. This was a whole different thing. But how often do you go to the doctors? When's the last time you went to the doctors? The worst sign.
Don't tell me in Jamaica, too.
In Jamaica,
bro. I never went to the doctor in Jamaica, bro.
I've never been to the doctor.
Jordan, when's the last time you were at the doctors?
My parents birthed me with a pistol on their head.
Jordan, when were you born?
91.
When I came out. That's
it. Does the eye doctor count?
No.
The eye doctor don't count.
I went to the doctor probably maybe a year and a half ago. But it wasn't like I go get a checkup. It was like an emergency room kind of thing.
Oh, see, there
that's not good.
Where I had this like weird chest pain.
Oh, those are not good.
Like I would get this weird, if I sit on in a certain position too and I get up, I would hear like a pop.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Like it would hurt and until it pops and the pain is really when it pops. So I was like, yo, this can't be weird. And then one time I got up too fast and I turned around and it was like, fuck, what the hell is that? So I went to the emergency room.
What'd they say?
They said it was like inflammation in my chest or some shit like that. And just take these pills. They did like a whole heart thing. They said my heart was fine. And they said, that's it.
I think your heart's great.
And they charged me like $1,500.
Yeah. I hate hospitals so much. That's horrible. Before I had insurance.
And then like I would feel that pain like when I go to the gym and I would try to do dips and I would just feel that constant pain in my chest. Yeah.
What is this gym you speak of?
Some shit you need to start doing. Well.
Nah, bro. Like before I had insurance, yeah, they charge so much. It's so expensive.
Even with insurance.
Insurance, because I stopped having insurance for like 2 years maybe. I think he might remember this. I got stung by one of those little caterpillars, bro. Messed me up real bad because I had an allergic reaction. Went to the fucking the hospital. They gave me a little bit of Benadryl. Man, that shit was like $3,000.
Hell yeah.
I still haven't paid it.
You guys don't pay those shit? You better pay that shit, I'm telling you. It's going to bite you in the ass. Yeah.
Nah, man.
Bro.
And when I'm right walking there dying, they're going like,
let me tell you something. Right now, I'm trying to buy a house. That shit pulls up on your credit report. Collections, bro, that shit will mess you up. I had a collection for $134. That fucks up your credit score like 100 points. Over $134.
I have no credit, and I think I owe like $3,000 for an MRI.
An MRI?
Because of my knee.
Oh my God, kid.
Yeah, so as soon as I start credit, going in the negative.
Well, I haven't been to the doctor since 2015. And that wasn't even a doctor, that was a hospital.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Nothing.
He was born.
He was born.
Probably, yeah. Not yet, dude. I don't get sick.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't get sick. I don't know what it is.
Well, then have you ever had any like funny medical mishaps?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, man. I had.
What's a medical mishap?
Okay. When I was younger, I was home with my dad. And I don't know, me being fucking stupid. My dad was just in the bathroom. He called me for some toilet tissue. I went upstairs to get, you know, the rest of the toilet tissue, whatever. I come back downstairs. I gave it to him.
there's a couch in my living room. And there's a cabinet in front of my couch. Mm-hmm. Now this cabinet has glass. For some reason, I decided to run and jump over the couch and slam headfirst into the glass of the cabinet and shatter it. And shatter the crap out of it. I cut my head open.
You stewied it with a piece of glass sticking out
your head. Should I leave it out? I still have the scar on my head. It's like somewhere here. I still have it. And I shattered it.
Bro, I'll always stand by the fucking stupidest medical mishap was me being 310 odd pounds and jumping a fence and having just watched Naruto and literally just saw the episode where Jiraiya lands with his legs straight. And I was like, yep. And 310 pound me was like, I'm going to land like Jiraiya because I was being peer pressured to jump a fence. And boy, when I couldn't stand up, it was embarrassing. What was even worse was 3 minutes later when they opened the gate and everyone walked out. And they're like, what happened to him?
You hopped the fence for no reason?
Essentially. Because I listened to something. That's why I never let people peer pressure me anymore. Because, yeah.
So, didn't Jeff peer pressure you taking a shot before? Once a long ago? No.
He tried to.
Soji. You took a shot of soji.
No, I took a little sippy.
He tasted it. He tasted it.
That's good.
So for all the viewers, Javier has no use of his legs anymore.
Yeah.
They have to push me around. Yeah, we push him up and down the stairs.
That's what happened. That's his medical mishap.
Well, I mean, Jeff just kind of throws me down the stairs. And
yeah. I just roll him up in bubble wrap and just...
Well, that's also how I got this scar, too.
I don't know how I got this scar.
I elbowed the glass.
You know what I don't see a lot? Kids are getting scars now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, facts.
Oh, my God. Like my knees, my fucking shins, like my ankles tore the fuck up. Like, I would get smacked by, like, scooters right in the fucking ankle, chop me in the ankle.
Oh, my God.
Worse.
Literally top five pain I've ever felt in my life.
Yes.
Top five pain. A nice, fat fucking swing, full, almost 360. Slap chops you in the fucking ankle, bro. You're down for like 40 minutes. And then you don't want to go home because if you go home, your mom is like, you can't go back outside. And it's like, fuck.
No. Getting kicked in the balls.
You guys got to go outside when you were kids? Oh, man. I'm so jealous.
Jordan had to walk around with a gun.
Yeah.
Jordan, you're from Jamaica. Jordan, you lived outside.
People at 3 years old. Stop it.
Nah, bro. When I was growing up, my mom was like.
He was getting upset.
My mom was a stay-at-home mom. So she would like. You know, like, the house is her thing. She would take care of everything. Don't want you to do nothing. My mom would be like, hey, don't go outside. You're going to get dirty. You're going to bring that dirt inside my house?
Wow, what did you do?
Nothing, bro.
I would send you out. I would send you outside because you're going to dirty my house as long as you're staying there.
Yeah, right? But my mom, growing up, she was, like, clean. But now she's fine. But, like, growing up, it was like, bro, like, I could throw food on the floor and just lick it off the floor. That's how clean my house was. I'm not saying it's bad to have a clean house, but
no, of course not.
At a certain point, I would rarely get to go outside and do anything.
Kids these days choose to not be outside, and it's fucking crazy, man. Like, when I was a kid, like, I'm pretty sure technology ruined it for kids now, but damn, when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was be outside. I never wanted to be at home. 24/7. Like, to the point where... We were outside at least 10 hours of the day. We would wake up so early just to be outside the entire day.
Yeah.
And it's what would you eat? Around here in this neighborhood, there's coconuts on trees. There's people who grew mangoes.
Iguanas.
And there's you know, you had your water hose. Mm. So we would fend for ourselves. We'd have one of our skinny friends climb up a tree, get four coconuts. We have a machete. We steal mangoes from people's houses.
Little kids are running around the machete.
Yeah, we had
Jordan with gun, Jeff machetes.
We had a machete. We'd cut it up. We have, you know, the coconuts to eat, the mangoes to eat. We have the water to fucking drink, the coconut water. And we lived outside.
You had all your friends like nearby. Like up here, schools is like more like everybody in the same area goes to the same school, right?
I can't say
that's how it is, right?
I made friends in the neighborhood.
But yeah. All those kids basically they go to almost the same school.
Not really. Not really. My friends, well, when I was a kid, my friends in my neighborhood did not go to the school, same school.
Yeah.
Because it's where my parents worked. Mm. That's where I had to go to school around that area. And it's really far. Like I've lived here. I'm 23. I've lived here 23 years of my life. Mm. I used to go to school in Sweetwater.
Which shit.
So ever and since elementary school. So before I'm elementary school. So pre-K and kindergarten, I'd be waking up 4 a.m. I've been waking up at 4 a.m. ever since I can remember. I stopped waking up really, really early when I would go to the middle school that's right behind there. That's why I was late so many times, because I actually had the chance to sleep in and be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not waking up early anymore. Mm-hmm. Out of how many school days are there?
Six.
No, out of the whole year.
I meant six. Hold on.
I didn't know you meant the whole year. Like in a
the whole year.
Say 40 times five. How much is that? 200 days of the year.
Yeah. All right. A lot of number.
I was late at least 112 days.
So specific.
And I would give them the excuse. I'd be like, they would ask me, hey, why are you late? And I'd be like,
because I'm tired.
No, I'd be like, traffic. I'd be like, traffic. Like, this traffic is terrible. There was one time the lady looked at the screen and I told her traffic. She looked at the address. She turned around and she goes, Jeffrey, you live right there. Jeffrey, you live right across the street.
Traffic. I couldn't cross the street. Too much traffic.
So I told her, I was like, can I get my tardy slip?
Threw a piece of snot paper at my car and like.
I had to shoot him.
I had to shoot him. I got him in my lap.
But yeah, like, you know, waking up that early, fuck that. Yeah. Couldn't do it anymore. So,
but the thing is, when you don't have school, you want to get up super early.
Yeah,
because you want to have the whole day to do whatever you want.
Exactly. Hell yeah.
I still slept in.
Saturdays and Sundays, I'm not sleeping. I'd wake up fucking mad
Sundays,
early.
I don't know. It's always been Sundays where I actually wake up early. It's always been that.
Bro, I get up super early. No work tomorrow. I'm getting up like 6:30.
That's even if you sleep. Sometimes it'll be all nighter.
True.
I don't think kids these days appreciate or even know of half of the fun that we all went through.
Yeah, it was way
fun. And I do kind of feel bad for them. You know, they're not going outside playing with sticks. They're not like, you know.
Oh, they're playing with sticks, boy. They're playing with sticks.
They're playing with stigs. Yeah. They're playing with stigs.
Let me get my vape.
Oh my God.
You're a bad influence.
That's also one thing.
It's CBD.
How are kids getting addicted to a nicotine flavored, a nicotine infused stick when they never even smoked a cigarette in their fucking life? An e-cig, a Juul, all those things are made for people who were once cigarette smokers and are trying to quit.
Yeah.
They weren't made for little kids to start picking up nicotine. No. Then if you guys want a huge hit of nicotine, fucking throw away the Juul, spark up a cigarette.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're not old enough to buy a cigarette, but old enough to buy a Juul or a vape and the liquid to come with it.
Isn't it? I know it was raised to 21.
Was it?
Tobacco, yeah. Tobacco here is 21 now. It's not 18.
Oh. Or, yeah, for cigarettes. I don't think for the vapor.
Juul, anything that has nicotine should be like
21 and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be.
Like, whatever. Javier smokes CBD, and I'm perfectly okay with it. But if you're pushing nicotine into someone who never even smoked a cigarette in their life, and now they're addicted to nicotine,
they don't care about that.
Like, I see girls like, oh, where's my stick? And it's like, do you guys know that you guys smoking? Like, you guys would pick up a cigarette.
Better, the e-cig or the cigarette?
It doesn't matter. The point was,
e-cigs are actually worse.
Why?
They're worse because not only do you get the nicotine. Mm. But they create I believe it's called like air vapors in your lungs that prolong over time and it gives you more I forgot what the fucking shit was, but it's worse anyways. Worse than having a cigarette.
So you're telling me to go back to cigarettes?
No, I'm telling you not to have either. If it was up to me, I don't like anybody smoking.
Javier smokes cigarettes, right?
You
now, if you transition to e-cigarettes, I would never be mad at you.
That's what happened.
Lil Forte
Lo Fuerte, baby.
I don't think he's ever picked up a cigarette in his life.
I don't think so either.
But he's addicted to nicotine sticks.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. That is so bizarre. Like, how? Like, this was a method for rehab for people who don't want to keep smoking a cigarette. Why the fuck did you pick something up like that, man?
And what's funny is that
the people who are smoking nicotine sticks look at people who smoke cigarettes and be like, bro, that's gross.
Yes.
That's gross. It's gross. Like, are you serious? Just because your shit's nicotine and it smells like fucking roses, it's fucking better? No, suck a dick.
It all comes to peer pressure. Like, why did Tub Tubs jump the fence? Peer pressure. Why did
fucking Jiraiya?
Why Lil Fuerts pick up the easy peer pressure?
It's just fucking insane, man. Like,
yeah.
And the people who made them are the absolute
worst
because you
shit was my eye.
You knew like your intentions were to be a product to help people quit. But damn, bro, you knew that shit. How they look, how they taste, how they smell. You know kids were going to get a crack for that
they
shit.
They made it the way
this episode of Plus Jordan is sponsored by
sizes,
Jewel.
Different things. Color designs, lights, all these fucking things. How much smoke you want to blow out and everything. Yeah, dude, it was made to capture their freaking mind. Yeah.
And it's fucking disgusting, bro, because that's like the newest way of like getting kids to smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's just like the newest way to fucking, I guess, smoke weed. That's just a tobacco company. Instead of cigarettes, we're just going to push little USBs.
Yeah, dude. And it's crazy.
It's
funny because cigarettes is like the most cause of death thing besides cancer. But that shit's still selling.
Let's look that shit up. I think more people have cigarettes than cancer.
Yeah, but cigarettes cause cancer. So,
well, yeah. We're cutting that whole part out.
What killed?
That was a dumb sentence.
Yeah, it wasn't a dumb sentence. It's true.
What's the leading cause of death in the United States?
Yeah.
Obesity.
That is true. Heart disease.
Heart disease.
McDonald's is the problem. Too much McDonald's.
Heart disease, cancer, unintentional injuries, chronic lower respiratory disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, kidney disease.
So COVID is not one?
This is in 2019.
I also would agree, like, if you want the argument of, like, it's easy for people to be fat. And it's like, yeah, sure, it is. Because you get a McChicken, that's $1. You get a McChicken, that's $1.07.
You just sit there and eat.
You get fat. You get a McChicken, that's $1.07. And a salad from a fresh market is, like, $6.
Dude, I see some kids nowadays just, like, 200 pounds. And they're, like, 15 years old. And you're how old, Jordan?
I'm 30. Exactly. 30 and flirty. Okay.
We're married. You have a wife. Stop it.
Jordan, you 30 and girthy.
You know who is flirty. Hit me up, ladies. My at is Javier King Cruz on Instagram. You know
how you mean. Man, Javier gets like 10,000 followers overnight.
Jordan, pull out the gun.
Oh my god. I'm not sharing any more of my stories with you guys. I never did this shit.
Don't be like that. Come on.
That's
you're
why you're really here.
We gotta pick on you now.
That's why you're the guest, baby.
You're not even a guest anymore. You're like security.
Yeah.
You upgraded. You're a bouncer.
Why is your podcast called Plus Jordan? He's the only one with a gun. He said, make a podcast about me.
He said, make a podcast, man.
Or I blow your kneecaps.
Yeah,
because he's still holding us at gunpoint, ladies and gentlemen.
Man. Yeah,
that's why there's no video.
You can't see it, but help.
Yeah, man. I feel like we nailed a lot, man. We learned that littering is okay sometimes.
Not
polar bears got brittle dick. We learned a lot of stuff, man.
Police need to be trained more.
We need to go to the hospital or doctors more.
Correct.
Getting mental counseling is important. I think so. Well, I'm only saying that because I'm fucking nuts. So
everybody look cuckoo.
It's all part of the process, man. But y'all just hope you enjoyed. Give us feedback in the comments. This episode is definitely a little more less structured than the other ones. So let us know if you like this.
Yeah.
Let us know if you like this. If you want it like just raw off the cuff. Let us know what you want to hear, man. And yeah, follow us, Plus Jordan, on Instagram, Plus Jordan Podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Listen to us, the other streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. And
Evans with the outro.
Hey! Jesus walks, Jesus.